Right now, we're going to bring in an old friend, Kevin Pfeiffer from Pfeiffer Auctions. Kevin, how have you been? How's the family?
Hey, doing good, Eric. Well, everybody's doing good. Thank you. We're getting through it all for sure.
Oh, my
Thank
goodness.
You. How about you?
I'm doing just fine. I think the last time I saw you was at a high school football game, but that was several years ago since your youngest, I think, was playing there. So.
Yeah, when Jack was playing, yes, at Fargo South. That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I just pulled up your website here, and man, you guys are busy. You guys got a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot going on. We're having a productive fall for our clients. We just kind of easing into the fall land auctions right now and farm equipment auctions. We had three auctions yesterday in Pierce and Towner counties, and we were really pleasantly pleased with the results of those sales. And I call it a win-win for the seller and the buyer. So it looks like the land market is staying pretty confident right now. So it looks like the inventory that's out there that's on the market right now is going to probably do pretty well. I think interest rates help a lot in that regard. And then, obviously, Friday, we're easing into the farm equipment season two for the with a big auction out in Bowman, North Dakota.
Okay. I did want to ask you before we get into some nuts and bolts here a little bit, you live this every day. You guys deal with auctions and real estate, land management, equipment auctions. What was the summer like with COVID-19 and coronavirus? Had kind of the business slowed down a little bit or did it stay the same? It seems like right now, it seems like it's hot. Like there's a lot of stuff going on.
That's a good question. Obviously a lot of our earlier sales in February, March, and April, those were sales that we had booked last fall. So we had a fairly fully packed schedule in the spring, but the prospecting in that part kind of slowed up through those 3 months. A lot of people weren't out and they weren't doing much. So there was about 100 days there where, things were, as far as the pipeline, things were a little bit flat. But they certainly did pick up once businesses and states started opening up and everything. People got a little more comfortable with a lot of the CDC provisions and recommendations. People felt more comfortable getting out and doing those things, so it started picking up a little bit. But yeah, there seems to be an average number of auctions this fall, whether it's Pfeiffer's or somebody else. I can tell you this: that normally, throughout the United States, about 1% of all the farmland annually is on the market. So in North Dakota, we have 40 million acres of land, and that would be 400,000 acres. Well, there's not 400,000 acres on the market this year. There's probably more around 200,000. But and again, that takes into account, the badlands and the grasslands area and all that out in western North Dakota. But I think we're set in for a fall here that you're probably going to see about an average number of acres, but the quality of acres is certainly better than I've seen in a long time. So whether it's cropland or hunting land or pasture land, recreation land, we are seeing just a unique selection of property going to the market this fall.
Absolutely. It sounds like opportunity for somebody out there. So, Kevin, let's start with what's going on in the next few days for you.
Well, tomorrow is a really exciting day. We are really fortunate in this business. We can sell generational, or I call them legacy farms. And tomorrow, we're going to be in Regent, North Dakota, out by Mott, Gladstone area, but right north of Regent, just east of the Big Pheasants off of the Enchanted Highway. We're selling 2 half sections and 1/4 land, really good, high-quality crop land, hunting land, pasture land. It's for the Richard Greff family out there, and it's a long, third, fourth generation family to own this farm. And as many older baby boomers, they decide to sell, and it's somebody else's opportunity now. Yep. So tomorrow is going to be an exciting day. Farms that have been this family for generations are a lot of fun to sell.
I'm assuming that there's photos. You guys have a great website. I'm actually perusing through and looking at all the different auctions, and I'm also looking for my friend Dave on here, who works with you. But say hi to Dave for me. But can people
to the probation list? No,
he's probably texting you right now. What?
Yeah.
No. As far as like these auctions go, is it good for folks just to maybe look over things before they get there, just to kind of see what's going on? Because you guys really have like a lot of high quality photos, so people can really get a good sense.
Get into our website. We drone a lot of these properties too, so there's a lot, obviously, still pictures in there, but there almost all of our properties have some drone footage if you want to get in there and take a look at it. and or you know, call us and get a catalog. You know, we'll send you a catalog in that particular auction too. But again, tomorrow's sale is just a prime candidate. I just love that farm. It's highly productive, high soil productivity index, is good hunting, good pasture land. Yeah. And then Friday, of course, you know, we're going to be in Bowman for one of our larger equipment auctions of the year. That's at our Pipers Regional Auction Center of North America down in Bowman, North Dakota.
I do understand that you have a big auction also coming in October, correct?
October is a fun month for our company and our staff, because every year now, we've been doing this for about 15 years, we have the Western North Dakota Pipers Fall Hunting Land Auction. So, yeah, it used to be just all hunting land, but now it's hunting land, crop land, pasture land, or whatever. And we'll do 5 or 6 land auctions a day. We'll be in Dickinson, we'll be in Regent, we'll be in Bowman. And we do that for 3 days in the middle to the latter part. Well, this year it's going to be the third week. It's usually the second weekend of pheasant hunting season. So that is an exciting sale, because a lot of people can come out and you can sit in on 4 or 5 sales in a 3-hour period. Wow. Rather than just traveling all the way to Western North Dakota for one sale.
Kevin, if there's somebody out there listening right now, maybe they've got an estate sale, maybe they're just thinking, you know what, I've had enough of the crazy times in agriculture. I think there's folks out there that do that. But if they're thinking about it, what's the process, basically, you know, for somebody that maybe has never done this before? What should they do first?
Well, I think, first of all, make the decision that, hey, you know, okay, I'm going to exit the farming business. I'm either going to have a machinery sale or land sale or both. But consult, too, with your accountant and your attorney, because there could be tax ramifications, too. We have one in-staff person here in our corporate office. All he really does is deals with tax deferrals and 1031 exchanges and those types of things, because that's a huge part of the equation. Once you've made that decision to move forward, give us a call. We'll do a free consultation, whether it's on the land. We'll do a free valuation on the land, a range of value, and then we'll also give you a range of value on your equipment. And our staff, I tell you, you know, they are so good at what they do. I'm impressed every day I go to work with this staff. And we got 40 people in our company that day in and day out, that's all they do is they breathe agriculture, whether it's equipment or land. So they're a fun group to be with. Not only are they good at it, but they're passionate about it too.
Can you tell me anything about, or I don't know if you want to talk about it right now, but your land management and what you guys do? It looks like a good program.
Yeah, you know, our land management staff, we have 7 people in our land management division. They basically manage land for landowners, whether they're widows or investors or whoever it might be, people who inherited the land or whatever it might be, retired farmers even. And they manage a couple 100,000 acres of land year in and year out. They really serve as a facilitator between themselves, the landowner and the tenant. And again, trying to create that win-win situation, because a lot of times the landowner is so far removed from the farm or production agriculture today, it's almost better for the tenant if there is somebody that's interfacing that's more involved. And that's where the farmland manager come in. We can also be an asset for the tenant. So we kind of like to create that situation where we're working in harmony. Yes, we got to represent the landowner, and we have to make sure that the landowner's wishes and needs are taken care of there. But again, it's all about working together as a team between the landowner, Pipers, and the tenant.
Again, the website is pipers.com. You can also check out their toll-free number at 877-700-4099. So we got about a minute left here, under a minute, Kevin. Maybe just give us the details one more time about tomorrow's auction.
Yeah, tomorrow we're going to be in Regent, North Dakota, 10 a.m. Mountain Time, 11 Central Time. You can bid live. You can bid on the internet at pipers.com, or you can bid by phone if you can't make it. We'd love to have you there. And if you can't make that sale, look at all of our auctions coming up at our auction calendar at pipers.com, or go into our brokerage page, too, and you can take a look at some private listings that we have for crop land and pasture land and hunting land.
Perfect. Say hi to probationary Dave for me.
I'll make sure he's in. He might be up from his nap by now.
Right. Sounds good. Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Eric, thank you much. Enjoyed it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Bye-bye. Okay, that's going to do it for today. I have a feeling that I'm going to be getting a phone call later today from my friend probationary. What kind of trouble did you get me in with my boss?